Hey everybody, this week's song is Double Vision by 303.
The sun is so hot, the drinks are so cold, your clothes just fall off as the day goes. We're gonna stay up, ain't gonna lay low, we're gonna dance all night because we say so.
Nah, nah, nah.
I'm thinking maybe I can't have relationships, cause lately they're not making any sense. And baby, you're the one thing on my mind, but that could change anytime.
Cause there's so many fine women that my head is spinning, and I've lost all feeling. Everybody's singing like,
hey,
na na na,
hey, hey,
na na na, na,
hey,
na na na,
hey, hey,
na na na. Cause there's so many fine women that my head is spinning, and I'm seeing double vision. Everybody's singing like,
hey.
Welcome to Simplecast. I'm Tim.
I'm Nick.
I'm Adam.
Sorry, I was expecting the host.
I was expecting that. No, but I should say the new and improved Tim.
The new and improved Tim?
I don't wear glasses anymore.
Oh, snap. Ew! Ugh, it's kind of creepy. Your eyes are all red.
Yep.
Is it going to be like that forever?
Nah, it's going to be like this for the next couple months.
Months?
What'd you do?
LASIK eye surgery. Didn't you just hear me say I don't wear glasses anymore?
I thought maybe LASIK you just got surgery. Better. I thought you got contacts.
No, LASIK eye surgery.
Ow.
Huh? So I hurt a little.
That happened.
Yeah, that happened. Oh, by the way.
I'm gonna be staring into your eyes.
I know.
My family's not coming into today. I just lied to you about needing the days off.
Man, that's messed up.
And when I had my eyes dilated, it was to make sure that it had the right prescription.
So, did they, like, implant contacts?
No.
Is that what it is?
LASIK.
I don't know what that
is.
Surgery.
I don't know the procedure. I don't know what that entails.
I should have had Brandy come in. They put this little suction. She watched the whole thing.
Did she do it?
Oh. No, she watched the whole
thing. I
thought
they gave her the laser.
No. Yeah. Oh, hell no. Fuck that. That bitch better be staying away from my eyes.
So, you're awake the whole time?
Yes.
Oh, dude, I don't think I can do it. They like pin your eyes open.
Let me tell
okay,
you what
I'm
they
just
do.
So excited. Right
let
now.
Me tell you what they do.
They touch you.
I like the guesses.
First, they take tape and they tape your eyelids back a little.
Already, I'm out.
I'm already watering.
My eyes can't water. Thanks.
Oh, sweet.
This sucks.
I'm serious.
So you can't cry right now?
I can't cry. Well, I can. It just sometimes it happens. It happens at weird moments, man. It's just all of a sudden
he's watching like movie, starts crying,
middle of Die Hard.
Yeah,
like my tear ducts don't know when to function. It's like sometimes they tear up, and other times, like earlier, I need to add drops in my eyes like every half hour because they were so damn dry. But no, they take this little thing, and it has hooks on it to keep your eye. It's not sharp. It's just to hold open your eye.
Yeah.
And then, the reason my right eye...
Does it look like one of those, like, eyelash curlers?
Yeah. Reverse? Yeah, reverse, just...
Saw it enough.
I'm sorry, I really can't describe it because I saw it this close, and by this close, I mean...
I was going to say, it was in your eye.
Like, half an inch away, and I couldn't focus because they put some numbing drops in my... I was like,
oh, my...
And then they take the suction cup push it onto your eye.
Oh,
that's actually why it's red on the right side of my right eye.
Just sucked it?
No, because they didn't put it on all the way. They got it on, but they got part of the eyelid in it the first time or something, and it popped off.
Oh, come on, the ball. The suction cover your eye.
The suction.
Oh.
Why do I see the ground right now?
Walking around like one of those like the guys like blow their eyeballs out of their head.
Yeah, I shouldn't know this, but my shoes are untied.
I'm laying down, facing the ceiling, but yet I can still see my arm dangling.
No,
so
it was
that dangly eye.
No, I had the suction cup popped off.
Dangling.
And the way that the suction cup popped off. Is when they went to cut the flap in the eye, because they got to cut the flap so that they can do the laser thing. The thing, like, when it attaches or whatever, it hit it just right, and it popped off. Luckily, it popped off at that point and not another half a minute in there, because then it would have been cut and then popped off, and that'd been all sorts of damage.
What does it do? Does it just, like, it brings the eye out more so they can work
no,
on it?
No, it holds it still.
Oh,
it
holds it still, okay.
Do they just, like, cut around the cup?
No.
Or something?
I don't know. There's, like, a little laser that shines through it, and it cuts a flap in the eye, mm-hmm. and then the suction cup actually helps bring the flap up.
Oh, okay.
And apparently, after they take off the suction cup, you can only see iris. Like, you can't see pupil at all.
Yeah.
Your pupil is gone. And they have to, like, tap it and, like, rub some stuff on it to get it to open. And then they swing you over to the other machine.
God.
Yeah, I couldn't do it.
And your eyes start to open, and you can just barely start to focus. And all of a sudden, there's this little yellow dot. And they tell you to focus on the little yellow dot, right? So you're focusing. And all of a sudden, I hear, lost pupil. I'm like, what do you mean lost the pupil?
How do you lose it?
It's right there!
Where did it go?
Rolling around on the ground.
Yeah, I'm like, how'd you lose my pupil? I'm staring at this damn thing where I'm supposed to be staring. How can you lose
Brady,
my
catch
pupil?
Catch it! Brady, catch it! That is... that's kind of nasty.
And then when it starts, you guys have electric stoves at your house, right? And when you turn the knob, it goes tick, 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 yeah. Tick, 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 mm-hmm. tick, tick. Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
You mean gas ones?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, when the electric starter instead of a pilot.
Okay.
Sorry, gas, but yeah, with the but electric starter.
I always got to use a match.
So it's just in there ticking. And it's like, it's weird, because every time it ticks, you see this little white blink. Just, it's like, oh, that's changing my eye right now.
Being abducted by aliens.
But I'd have to say the worst part is when they put the suction cup on.
Oh, yeah. That just sounds like it.
No, it's not the fact that the suction cup, it's the fact that when they're putting it on,
they put pressure.
They're taking
it
and they're going,
oh my god! I hope they don't do the tear eye.
Okay, maybe not that hard, but it can hurt. It hurts.
I don't know, because I can't even touch my eyeball.
No.
I can't either.
I watched Joe put contacts in, and I'm like, nope.
I can't either.
F that.
I was not able to do eye drops by myself until, like, 2 days ago.
Did Brady have to hold you down?
Well, no, I used to, like, I can't demonstrate because I'm not allowed to touch my eyes. But I used to have to lay back and, like, one hand here, one hand at the bottom, one hand at the top.
That, one
just,
time
like,
I had to use
hold
eye
it
drops.
Open while somebody else puts eye drops
yeah,
in there.
Yeah, like, I would have to hold, because... For some reason, I always close my eye right when it's about to hit. Well, I don't know how I know. I see it coming, I'm like, no. So
no,
I'm closing my eye.
Eye drops are so easy to me now, because I've just been doing it nonstop.
What, do you have custom ones?
You know, these...
Just,
these are my tears!
Just because you don't need, like, a full prescription worth?
Oh, no. No, mm-hmm. I have a shit ton of these.
Oh, do you?
Can I use one?
Your eye is just going to close.
No. I know, but I can just... Do it with my eye closed.
And I open it up and it gets in there?
Yeah, here in the corner. You just put it right there.
Oh,
you
man.
Open your eye.
I say we try this.
Right
lay
there.
On the ground and hold it up and I want to drop one off from the bed.
Let's see
no!
How high I can get.
No.
Splash.
Hold it against the ceiling.
No, so...
Yeah, because you're like right up in there. You're right
yeah.
up. So,
yeah, well, yeah, that's so I can put it right in the right spot and just... Yeah, you know what I'm talking about, right where the eye boogies get?
Yeah.
You put it right there, drop, open the eye, and it's like, bam, right there. The only problem
that's better,
is...
because I'm used to, like, drop it right on my eyeball.
Yeah. The only problem is, dumbass left the eye drops in the car while at school.
Who's that?
Me.
It's funny when you call
and
yourself dumbass.
I had to put him in my eye. So I tried to, like, bring him inside my... No, they didn't freeze. I had to bring him inside.
Shit.
I had to bring him inside my house and let him warm up. Thought they were warm. The first... I have three different eye drops, by the way.
This one is a lubricating allergen.
Yeah. First one I put in my eye is the worst one, and it was freezing cold.
I don't want anything going in my eye, let alone something freezing cold.
Oh, God. I didn't bring them with me. The other ones are at my house. No, but the first one is this, like...
Colors?
This first one's, like, a milky color.
Ew.
And it's when I put it in my eye.
This just looks like water, so I'm good with this one.
You know they just put water and milk in your eye.
I know, right?
It's the calcium.
Water and milk.
I have these on me because I use them most often.
Those are just like your general
lubricant.
Yeah,
in case my eye starts to feel a little scratchy.
Okay.
But no, it's just like this milky looking thing. and it burns and tastes disgusting.
Why'd you taste it?
It's all connected. I hate having to explain this. Kind of like it's all connected. Like, when you smell something and your eyes start burning.
Yeah. Like with onions?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You put this drop in your eye, and like 5 minutes later, you can taste it. And it's just like, oh!
It's kind of gross.
Oh. It is really gross. I mean, the
so
nose...
If I like, rub a popsicle on my eye, ten minutes later, I taste it?
Maybe, I don't know. It's just really weird, and...
I think that's a new diet plan.
I think that's the weirdest thing, is the whole how they're connected, because...
Yeah.
I honestly never thought about the whole nose making the eyes burn with the onions. I thought it was just... the onion fumes burning my eyes.
Yeah, I guess... But you know, if you like, chew gum, or you have, like, ice in your mouth, it doesn't happen. I bet you didn't know that, did you?
I chew gum when I cook.
Yeah, like if you're chopping onions and you have like some ice, or if you chew gum, your eyes won't tear or burn as much.
Yeah, I'm gonna test that one.
I'm telling you, I chopped onions one day for Brandy's mom, and I chopped a lot of onions.
Yeah.
I didn't tear up at all until I went like this, like a dumbass, and rubbed my eye with horrible onion juice on
then
my
you
hand.
Taste it.
And
it
was like,
onions. So your eyes, when they get dry, is it like you're riding with the car windows down and just kind of dogging it, head out the window?
You know what? It kind of does. And, like, even the littlest breeze. I have these sunglasses that wrap around my face. I had
pretty
to go
BA sunglasses.
I had to go out and buy these. But, like, even the littlest little crack, that wind that gets in there, oh, man, does that shit... You start fanning my eyes, that will punch you in the face.
Put my fan on, hold them in front of it. You got one side,
oh
I got the
God.
Other.
We're holding his eyelids open. All right, use your eye drops. Go. That'd be horrible.
Wow. So it's just...
It's adorable.
All sorts of...
Yeah.
Adam's distracted because Nick got a bunny.
I got a bunny.
Right before...
A week ago.
Thanksgiving. Right before Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
It's
you got
sleeping
it.
And it's on
Did
food
you get it
right
Wednesday
now.
Or Tuesday?
Tuesday.
Tuesday. Yeah,
came and got my work.
Bunny!
Yep, got it Tuesday
bunny!
Right before Thanksgiving.
Responding.
Yeah.
That Monday's episode. Yeah. Sorry we've been gone so long. We've just been lazy.
And I've had some problems with my computer. It keeps overheating every time I try to save the file.
I hear you're trying to look for a new one.
I actually had to tear everything out of my computer and clean it with a toothpick and cotton swabs. It took about 3 hours. Fun time.
That sounds like awesome.
Kind of was. Except for the fact that all my music's on here. So far, yes, it hasn't overheated yet. But this room's collecting bunny fur all day. So, that's getting stuck in there.
Anyway, away from your computer and back to my eye.
Yeah, back here. Alright, well, shut up.
Just messing around.
No, go ahead. I like the eye story. It's kind of making me feel a little queasy. I haven't eaten yet today.
So,
honestly, the worst part is the fact that they're cutting your eye ball.
Well, they do it. I did it. I had the interlace, which means it was all laser. It's not the old-fashioned way where they actually take a scalpel and go...
Oh, that outright.
That I wouldn't do.
Heck no, that's someone having a steady hand then.
But no, I was talking about it with my brother because he was thinking about doing it and he doesn't want to do it anymore because he's like, no.
What made
like,
you do
I
it?
Can't hear you,
you
I can't hear
you. Glasses anymore?
Well, no, if I want to be in the criminal justice field, if I want to, like, do anything in law enforcement at all, I can't wear glasses.
Good point.
And the... Oh, yep, there's the clip. There is the clip that holds your eye open.
Right here?
Yep.
Oh.
Is that the suction cup?
No.
Oh.
No, it's bigger.
Laser pulses. Are these the little white lights you're talking about?
Yeah.
Boom, 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 boom.
Did you wear a cap like that? Like a...
Yeah, I did. Brandy has a picture of it.
Oh, I gotta see that picture. Oh, look. Film.
So that's the layer they take off?
Yep.
So what are they... Exactly, what are they fixing? The
cornea.
The coins and the rods?
No, the cornea.
The corn?
Cornea.
Cornea?
Corn on the cob.
They corned you?
Cornhole?
Eyeball diagram.
I'm glad I have good vision. I don't want any part of this.
Okay. Here, I'll pull it up for you and I'll make it
I do have turn. I have good vision, but they say I have like a cataract in one of my eyes.
Maybe they don't do the cornea. Maybe it's the ones. Oh, they cut the cornea. This is the part they cut.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And then that peels up.
And they peel it up and goes and they peel it back.
I wish
Does it really
sound.
Make that sound?
I wish. That'd be awesome. And then they do it on the lens itself is where.
Okay, so they actually do the surgery on the lens.
Well, it's no surgery. Yeah.
Well, they do.
I'll just say yes.
They do the
laser eye surgery.
Yeah.
They do the fixing of what's wrong. So, what is wrong with your lens that make you wear the glasses? Exactly, is it just scratched?
No, it's deformed. You would be deformed. My brain is so big; it was pushing.
Oh, there we go.
It was sure. pushing on my eye and
use the big brain method.
The big brain method.
Yep.
Damn liar.
Your eyeballs are too small for your head. They had to make the lens bigger.
I'm not supposed to touch my eye. Oh, the thing that really fucking irritates me the most is the fact it feels like I have an eyelash in each eye.
All times?
All day long.
So you do wear these? You wear these everywhere? You like the guy who just walks into Myers like
at night? Oh, yep. I was that guy today. I walked into class.
I bet they all thought you were hungover.
I walked into class, and it's 7:20 in the morning, and I'm sitting there with these sunglasses on, just walking into class, and everybody looks at me and goes, "Dude, you're inside." I'm like, "Dude, it's bright."
Honestly, and they're all like, "That's exactly what I would think." Yeah.
And the first thing they said is, "Are you drunk?" And I take off my glasses, and they go, "Oh my God, what happened?
I'm never drinking again."
Yeah, just be like, "I got wasted, and I don't know what happened. I think I got a tattoo on my eye. What does that look like?"
Oh,
honestly, I can't see it.
Honestly, when you came in, I thought you were hungover. I was like, dang, Tim must have been partying last night. What?
Speaking of tattoos on the eye, Sophie, Robin,
you got a tattoo on the eye story?
I was going to say.
No, kind of. In order to explain it to Sophie, what was wrong with my eyes and the fact that they were red, I colored them.
Like you took and a marker?
Yeah. And then Penny goes, "But Sophie, what are you supposed to color on? Paper?"
Just so she doesn't have color on her
eye. "Are you supposed to color on anything else?" "No. So what Tim did was wrong." "Yup. Thanks. Now I'm bad because my eye is all blood. Eye.
Rob's going to walk into the room someday and she's going to sit there with a marker coming at her eye.
"What are you doing?" "I'm trying to color my eye blue."
And then she completely forgot, last night, she completely forgot that I had it done. And I, like, cut up her piece of pizza and set it down, and she looked at me, and she started crying.
Aww. I want to see if she knows you're bad.
You just come walking up with a piece of pizza, and I look. Maybe she wanted the whole piece of pizza. She's like, "I'm a big girl now."
So after they did the whole LASIK eye surgery.
Those clamp just gets.
I'm sitting in this dark room, and in order for them to check to make sure that the flap has fallen into place or whatever.
The flashlight?
Kinda.
Really?
They come over with this. It's kinda like a it's kinda like a microscope. It's basically a microscope. And it has this little thing on it that has a mirror, but what reflects off the mirror is this really bright light. And what do? Your eyes are sensitive to light. Like, my eyes are still sensitive to light. I can't go outside without my glasses on. It hurts. They shine it in my eye.
Does it give you, like, a headache?
Oh, it hurt so bad. No, it didn't give me a headache. So it's, like, 5 minutes after the surgery, they're shining this bright-ass light in my eyes.
I sneeze when I walk out. It's really sunny. And I look at the sun.
Do you really?
Yeah.
It's kind of weird.
I heard it was common.
No.
Someone lied to you.
Yeah, you're retarded. You're special, Adam.
Well, I guess so.
It's
kind of
BA. I ain't gonna lie.
Like, I walk out, if it's really sunny, and I don't know, I'll sneeze. I'm gonna test it this summer.
So, 15 minutes after the surgery's done, like, they just did the test, and I was waiting around for another 5 minutes or so. I'm leaving, and the person that had the surgery before me, her car broke down, and the person that's driving her is like, can we get a jump? It's like, yeah. My mom tried to leave without even helping him. "Oh, well, we don't have jumper cables." I go, "Yeah, we do. Pop the trunk." And it's like, I'm half blind, can barely see.
Did you hook up negative positive? Because that'd be bad.
No, I
didn't. Is that red or blue?
Your mom really tried to just leave him?
Yeah.
That's kind of messed up.
I had these sunglasses on. It's 6:30 at night, so it's 6:30, 7 o'clock at night. So it's dark. So I
And you have sunglasses on.
I have sunglasses on.
So it's even worse.
Yeah, it's even worse. And I'm trying to hook it up, and I didn't get it right at first, so I had to go grab my flashlight and have Brandy hold it. And then I'm looking at it, and I have her try and start the car. I'm like, and just does the tick, 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 tick.
I hate that noise.
Oh, Which kind of sounds like what they did to my eye.
He's bringing flashbacks.
Yeah, he's laying on the ground and curled up. Nothing can!
I'm like, that doesn't sound right. So I pull him off and I go, and I tap him together real quick to see if it'll create the spark. Nothing. So I'm like, oh, okay, I know what's wrong. Put it back down, put him on there correctly. And I turn around to my car and I'm like, okay, move this one around, move this one around. Disconnect them both, put it back on. Grab the other two again and go, yep, it's working!
Blinds himself.
Big, well, big flash of light.
I know. Sparks, they're bright.
They are. I already had sunglasses on, though. So put them back on and I'm like, all right, start your car. I don't think it's going to work. The blind lady's like, yeah, well, just starts it off.
That's the worst is the two blind people were doing all the work.
Yeah, I know, right? Really? Okay, there's three other people there, right?
Three people there.
I'm the only person with Brandy and my mom both did not know how to jump a car.
Your mom doesn't know how to jump a car.
Nope.
You match plus colors. Mine. Yeah, colors, black and red. Yeah. And then turn the key. That's something you should learn how to do before you get your license.
It is.
They know now, though.
I had to jump a car. Well, I was blind. About 10 minutes later.
Well, what's the other person's excuse?
Oh.
They don't want to touch your jumper cables.
That's exactly it.
They just didn't know how to do it.
They don't feel comfortable.
Well, it's one thing, I don't know. Basically, I didn't want that chick. I don't know if... I'm not sure if she knew how to do it or not, but I didn't want her fucking up my car type of thing. I didn't want her reversing it on accident.
Yeah.
I didn't want her fucking up my car.
Didn't you reverse it, or you just didn't have it on the right?
No, I just didn't have it on the right. Okay. It wasn't...
Yeah. Didn't make no connection?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've had that problem.
It was accidentally on a little tiny piece of plastic right next to my positive.
Yeah. My things are covered in these little rubber things, and I always get it on there.
My positive is?
Yeah.
And so I had to take off the cap and, attach it that way, and apparently I still got part of the cap.
Nice.
And then Saturday morning, they did the whole examine the eye with the bright light again.
They're just torturing you.
I know.
That's not a normal test.
And I went to Golden Corral, and it was dim enough in there.
Oh, was it delicious?
It was okay.
But when I had it, it was delicious. They had some bruschetta. It was pretty good.
I had breakfast.
Go. Oh, I went for dinner. I don't trust buffet breakfasts.
It was decent.
So how long are your eyes going to be sensitive?
A week.
Okay, is that actually going on to Florida?
Yeah, I was like, don't you have to drive to Florida?
I can drive now.
I'm just saying.
Well, I'm just saying, Florida's sunny. Maybe you'll sneeze. Let me know.
I got sunglasses now. I can wear sunglasses from now on. look, there are no glasses in the way of my sunglasses now. I can wear them.
That is true.
Now you can look ballin'.
Yeah, now you don't have to have those big, plastic sheets that you just slide inside of your glasses.
I know. Those look retarded. I wasn't going to say anything, but it was horrible.
Those things just slide in behind your glasses. Now they're sunglasses.
Oh, I put my glasses on since I've had this done. Holy shit.
Were you blind?
Yeah.
Can you see things that you couldn't see before now? you see, the particles flying in the air and stuff? You had that good of vision?
No, not quite. Although, I have... When they tested me on Saturday, I had 15-20. Well, I had 20-20 for sure, and I could read 5 of the 6 letters on 15-20.
Okay, I was gonna say,
and I could read 4 of the 6 out of 10-20.
Honestly, if they didn't give you 20-20 vision, I'd demand my money back.
Mm-hmm. Well, they guarantee at least 40-20, because that's driving.
Yeah, but
40-20 you can drive.
I want 20-20.
And it's not guaranteed that my eyes are going to stay this good.
They can go back.
They start, after the day of the procedure, they actually start getting a little worse up until about 6 months.
So after 6 months, that's what you're going to have for a while?
Uh-huh.
At least, unless they start going bad again?
Yeah. But no, it's kind of weird, because the first couple of days, I'll be looking at something, and all of a sudden, the calendar where it says December, I'd be staring at something like that, and it'd get fuzzy, and then it gets really sharp, and I could see everything, and then it gets fuzzy, and then it gets really sharp, and I can see everything.
I don't think I'd like that.
So you can sit in the back of the class now without glasses?
Yeah.
What's up?
Yeah.
I think the best part is you just don't carry on glasses anymore.
Yeah.
Oh, you know that big fat chick that I like to talk about in my one class?
Yes.
Her today. What happened to your eye?
None of your business, biash.
This is what I said. I said, I got LASIK eye surgery. And I got the dumbest look in the world. What's that mean? I got my eyes fixed, so I don't need glasses.
They colored my eyes.
But what happened to your eye?
You go, they colored my eyes, and they're all better.
It's like I just told you they fixed my eyes, so I don't need glasses anymore.
For one, if you're in college, you should at least have heard of LASIK eye surgery.
And for two, when I tell you that they fixed my eye, you don't need to ask anymore, but what happened to your eye?
She just thought it laser corrective eye surgery. They corrected with eye surgery from a laser.
She actually goes, oh, so you wear like contacts now? I go, no.
You gotta talk to like a kid. You gotta tell them it's surgery to fix your eyes so you don't have to wear glasses anymore.
So you had a boo-boo and they fixed it.
Yeah. That's how I explained it to my nieces.
I got my eyes fixed.
Actually, that was the big thing. You can ask Brandy. The whole time I was like, I can finally wear sunglasses.
That'd be a big thing for me.
Plus,
I can finally
Florida,
wear sunglasses.
It's gonna be dope.
Exactly. Like,
we're all gonna be chilling with sunglasses.
See?
Except if Jose goes, he's not.
We'll give him some sunglasses.
Oh, wait, he has contacts. He can be chilling with sunglasses.
Yeah, he's got contacts.
Is Jose going now?
Maybe.
He's trying to get the days off with his boss, but his boss is kind of an a-hole. He's gonna.
Unless Adam wants to go. Yeah.
Dude, I can't get off work. You kidding me?
It is a week before.
I just got an email to yesterday saying I'm not allowed any more weekends off. It's going to be a busy season.
I still think it's ridiculous. When is your busy season? It just seems so reversed for me.
It's because we have salt all over the road.
I didn't know about it until I started working there. Yeah. That more people wash their cars in the winter than they do in the summer.
Of course, my dad always just took our car into his shop and power washed it.
So, I wish my dad would still do that.
Yeah.
Like, most people just come to get the salt off. Mm-hmm. The only thing I hate is when they come and it's, like, blizzard outside.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, you couldn't wait till a nicer day. I have no problem washing your car on a nicer day. But right now, you're going to be standing outside. The wind's going 30 miles an hour, and I'm getting blasted in the face by ice.
Speaking of Florida, I was checking this out this morning and seeing what the temperature would be like when we got... If we left on the 15th, what would it be like when we got down there?
72. It's going to be snowing.
I'm saying 68.
Hey, last time I went to Florida, it was snowing in Georgia.
Is he? High five for that. What up?
But he's wrong.
Dang it.
How hot did you say?
72.
72-ish.
I said 68.
Well, 10 day. And the 15th, which would be the first day that we could possibly get down there. Oh, it is 72. It was... That actually sucks.
What?
It said 76 earlier.
So it's going down.
It went down. Like,
what's today's temperature here?
Like, 25? I like this. Look at this.
Yeah.
It's 79 on the 12th. And it's the only day that says scattered thunderstorms. Every other day it says partly cloudy, mostly sunny.
Partly cloudy and mostly sunny? I don't know.
The picture...
So, is it Tampa, or are we going to St. Petersburg?
It's St. Peter. We're going to St. Pete.
Okay, because I have that in my thing.
Yeah, but St. Petersburg is Tampa. You looked at a map.
Look at those 20s and 30s. And then you go to Florida, 50s, 60s, and 70s at the end of the week.
See, 70 would be...
73 on Saturday.
70 would be good for me. Anything more, I'm just like, God damn, it's too hot. Yeah.
So I'm officially less than a week left of work. Because Sunday's my last day.
Are you going swimming in the ocean?
We will not go swimming in the ocean.
Why not?
Maybe the Gulf Coast, but not the ocean.
Can we go to the ocean and swim in it? It's on the other side of Florida. I know this.
I was just about to ask. I go, do you realize
what
you
do
where
is
it
when
is?
When we come in right there.
Come in and stop.
Stop. Come in right there. Get in the ocean. Get out. And then drive. You cut right across. 75. Cut across 75 down to here.
Actually, if you want to look at it, St. Petersburg is here.
Yeah.
And we're actually staying over here.
Oh, by Indian Rock Beach?
Yeah.
I finally went swimming in the ocean, and I got to admit, I probably don't want to do it again.
No?
It's too salty.
It hurts, doesn't it?
It was nasty. It was on my lips.
What about the golf? Is it fun to swim in the golf?
It's fine. Yeah, it still hurts and shit. But
yeah, but
it's not as bad.
It's not as bad. It's a little bit warmer. It seriously
is. It probably is warmer, but
it's like one or 2 degrees warmer,
it's
but it's still warmer.
Yeah, no, like I can say now I found this one, but it was nasty.
Speaking of Florida, I need to email my mom and tell her that she needs to give me the correct address of the place that we're going to.
I don't like saltiness. It was in my butt. It was all over. My whole body tastes like salt.
Wait, okay, hold on. You just said it was in your butt. Did it burn?
Yes.
That means you have hemorrhoids.
It's like
what?
Sandpaper. What are you putting in your butt to make it bleed?
Salt.
The salt. No, like sandpaper.
What are you putting in there to make it bleed?
Fish.
Penis.
That's a fish. Fish is my choice.
Didn't you go down there to see Carlson?
Sea bass. It was a sea bass.
Didn't you go down there to see Carlson?
No, I didn't. We didn't meet up with Carlson. That was when we went through Georgia, and it was snowing. We didn't have anal butt sex.
This is touching tips. This is you guys docked.
Docked. That's sign language.
Everybody knows what docking is.
Are you taking a minivan?
No, my parents are. Maybe what? they got to get a new car.
But look at this.
What are you guys, yeah, what are you guys driving down there?
The white car.
If you go over to my house, it's a little white thing sitting in front of
it. Yeah.
Get another vehicle that we can drive.
I can't. Mine's not going to make it down there. The lights don't even turn off.
What about the Elora or Alero?
The Intrigue. Is it
gone? The Intrigue, whatever it is.
We blew a head gasket.
Okay,
so.
That's gone.
Well, I mean, it still runs and stuff, but you don't want to.
No.
Yeah.
You don't want to drive it to Florida.
How much? No, renting a car is kind of a lot of money.
Yeah, it is.
The one I rented, but that was for a weekend. That wasn't for 2 weeks. That was pretty cheap.
What about we steal Adam's car the night before?
Hell no. His thing's a shit box.
There you go.
Hey, Jose said if he goes, his car isn't going to make it down there, maybe. So. I told him to come down for a week and then come back and drive his own car, but he said he probably wouldn't make it down there and back.
I don't know if mine would or not. I just put it on a new alternator. And
There is a third possible option, but I don't want to talk about it yet because I don't want to get my hopes up.
Let's talk about it.
What are the hopes?
Borrowing one of my aunt's cars.
Okay.
It's an old Buick. It's not old. It's a Buick.
Oh, it's not like an old cop-looking car?
No, it's like a Buick LaCrosse or something. I don't know. It's an old person car.
Is it newer, though?
I like old person cars.
Yeah, it's newer.
Oh, LaCrosses? Those ones, if you get nice, those are nice.
But
it's a rendezvous.
I'd ask my brother, but he just got his new car, and he wouldn't let me take it. But it's got heated seats, which is pretty dope. I like my butt feeling toasty.
You don't need that in Florida.
It is a Buick LaCrosse.
If I slept those in the
ones?
Car, I would.
No, or that one.
It's like this one.
Those are nice, though. Yeah. Buicks are nice.
It's more like a 2008.
Why don't you just take them? How many does she have?
Just one.
What, does she use
it? Yeah, she does.
Let's take your brother's boat.
But, yeah.
Take the boat. You got just sail down there.
No. But no, it's nice. It has a big trunk, but, yeah.
What do you plan on doing in the trunk?
Can it fit Nick in the trunk?
Can I get in the trunk?
Probably.
Let's put the luggage up front.
Oh, my blister popped today.
Ew.
On your eye?
No, on my arm. My arm. No, I burned my arm making applesauce, and then the next day I got laser eye surgery.
How do you make applesauce? Do you have to use heat?
Yeah, I thought you just like cut the apples up and then
sauce them.
Mash them.
No.
What do you cook?
The apples.
You cook the apples to soften them?
Oh, make them soft.
Yeah, to make them soft. Otherwise, you're eating hard apples.
Well, I just let them go bad.
Yeah.
That's just disgusting.
This is the same thing. Who is this applesauce for? This reminds me of like a present you could do a teacher.
I know, right?
Why, do you want some applesauce?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I can come up with some.
So you want some of this one? I tried the cinnamon. That doesn't have any flavors in it. That's just pure apple.
Actually, that one tastes better.
Does it?
Yeah. You better give me some applesauce. I'll be expecting some for Christmas.
After we do this, it's at my house.
Not hoping, expecting.
No, I mean, it's at my house in my car. I can just go over there.
Okay, sounds good. I'll probably eat it on the way home.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, that's 32 ounces of applesauce.
You know, I didn't say all of it. I bet I could probably down this tonight.
He's going to bring this to Florida.
It is that delicious.
So
see, I don't even care how delicious it is. So, I just love me some applesauce no matter what it is.
I had three Thanksgivings this year, and that's too much. I draw a line. That's too much food.
Well, that's because you're dating somebody whose parents are separated.
I know, but I wasn't expecting to go to three. I was having to choose one. But her mom made New York strip, and it was amazing. So
yeah, I thought she made prime rib.
No, it wasn't prime rib. That's what she thought. She said it was going to be that, but it was New York steak or New York strip, which was
still pretty good.
So then we went there, and then we went to my mom and dad's house and ate there. And then we went to, it was her grandma's house.
Did you get some of that rice?
Yeah, rice and beans.
They had some good rice and beans.
Yeah.
Straight up.
But we were playing Scattergories with, like, their family. Uncle Ron?
Yeah.
Pretty sure he was there. I think it was, like, my third
time.
Now that's
somebody who's a hazard leader.
Third or fourth time I've met him. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm ready to go to London. He said we can go to London.
Nice.
That'd be sweet. But we were playing Scattergories, and one of the things was things you pack in a suitcase.
Eyeballs.
And he didn't get anything.
Aaron!
He didn't get anything.
No?
I'm like, how do you...
He travels all the time.
Elsie, don't you live out of a suitcase?
And I think you were thinking of his Uncle Robert.
Was I?
Aaron's dad? And this is their other uncle.
I thought...
This
which
is
one's
the flight
blind?
Attendant.
This is the flight attendant.
Robert's
his dad,
isn't it?
Yeah, Robert's his dad. He's the one with the crazy eyes.
Oh, I was thinking of... Yeah, I was.
I don't think I've ever met him.
See, I met him...
Once. I met him once.
I just saw, he just came not too long ago, but you didn't come to the softball game that week, and he was there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I met him once a while ago, man.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Uncle Ron, he's kind of funny.
Yeah.
We had one thing that... It was...
Yeah.
Okay.
It was things at a party.
Is this the one with weird eyes? Is this the gay one? Which one is this?
It was things you find at a party, and he put titty tassels.
Yeah.
Twofer. But I was like, oh man, this guy's a keeper.
Titty tassels. Nice,
man.
Isn't that something we'd find in your bedroom?
Yeah, they're probably mine. There were.
Well,
they
we know
had, they had, like, everyone
we
there,
know they're not the prudes. So.
Everyone there was freaking decked out in Dallas stuff. Even her grandma was wearing a Dallas jersey.
Really? No shit.
Hardcore.
Oh, man.
I've never seen their grandma dress up for a game.
She's in the Dallas jersey.
That's what's up.
Oh, she hates me.
She really does. Sims apparently had the bad seed. Or bad boys, she says.
I think that all started because of Colleen
probably.
Or something.
Yeah.
But yet, she's the bad influence.
Yeah.
She hates you? Her grandma doesn't seem like she would hate anybody.
Hates me.
No matter what happened, it all got blamed on Tim.
Yep.
When we were younger.
For sure.
I don't
that wasn't
was.
Even there half the time.
Yeah.
Wasn't even there half the time.
I don't remember who it was, but somebody, like, we were standing inside the house, but looking out the porch window, and somebody came up with a water gun and started spraying it inside through the screen. All got blamed on Tim.
We never sprayed a water gun there.
Yeah, it was somebody else. Like, I think it was maybe Tony from across the street from me. Like, when he first moved in, sprayed it inside, and it all got blamed on you.
Yeah,
we're like, it wasn't Tim.
Never done that, so.
God. Tim, you're such a bad influence.
I am.
Jeez. So I told her this Christmas is definitely going to get cut down to two.
Yeah.
Skipping the mom. Going straight to the rice and beans.
All right. She's not going to be happy about that.
depending on just a New York strip.
Yeah.
Then maybe we'll do all three.
No, she doesn't really do up Christmas that much. Like, she puts up the tree and stuff, but like...
She put that up like before... No, maybe it was like day after Thanksgiving.
They got that up?
Yeah, it's up already.
I haven't been there in a while.
I haven't been there any longer.
Shut up.
I haven't been there forever.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah, you're probably there.
Well, you were there for Thanksgiving.
I was there for Thanksgiving.
You're probably there right before work.
Nope.
Yesterday.
I worked at 6. No, I wasn't there yesterday. I wasn't there all weekend.
What?
Yeah. Because Friday, she went out with all them for James' birthday.
Yeah.
Saturday, I was working from open to close.
Knew that.
And then...
I'm not sure who it is either, really.
I don't even know.
I've met him once or twice, I think.
Yeah.
I gave Nick a weird look, because I was like, your brother?
No.
Yeah, thanks for the invite, asshole.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I didn't know. Forget this.
Like, thanks for the invite, asshole. Yeah, thanks.
Yeah. We ain't doing this, forget that. Tim, you're becoming an old man.
Why?
Your birthday's coming up.
Mm-hmm.
23?
Over the hill.
It's like basically it. 32.
Yeah.
Hey. I'm going to have better eyes at 23 than I did at 22. Suck it.
That is true. Not most people can say that.
I'm going to be farther in debt as well.
That is true. Most people can say that, though.
Actually, old people know how to hold on to their money sometimes.
I know. It is
hey,
true.
Motherfucker. It's mostly college students and more college bills.
True that.
Oh, the LASIK was a gift from my parents for graduating from college. Which I'm going to do in May.
Hey, that's a pretty decent gift. That is a good gift. I would like, can I get that in cash?
Mm-hmm. She's like, no.
I'll buy a car. I'm sure you could have found someone on the streets to do the same surgery for half.
I told you, Brandy could have done it. She might not have had all the tools.
Go to eHow. I'm sure they have it on there.
I'm going
to... I looked up how to do a homemade abortion. And it was on
Did you really?
Yeah.
Whoa, okay, don't Google Imagine.
Don't Google image it.
Homemade LASIK. I don't see. I see.
I went to
homemade...
I went to eHow and I typed in LASIK eye surgery. And it just says, how does LASIK surgery work?
Yeah, those are the sponsored links up there, too. So.
Okay, maybe.
No, I'm not. I'm looking
at maybe you can't learn how to do it on eHow, but you can learn whatever else you want. Like, I made a potato gun out of a marker and a pen.
Did you really?
Yeah. It was really easy. Look it up.
Homemade surgery.
Homemade surgery.
Oh, there's video. I would not watch that. Oh, man. Photo sharing. Homemade surgery.
How to build a... Yeah, well...
Actually, I figured...
Potato gun... Pen.
I want to learn how to make a net.
How to make a mini potato gun.
Mini potato gun. That's it. Marker and a ballpoint pen.
That seems like it wouldn't work.
No, you got... It's, you got the little butane thing and hairspray stuff.
Okay.
But it's just a mini version. That's it. That's what I made. And it worked pretty dang good. Shot erasers.
Nice. You shot erasers?
Yeah.
Did you peg Jeff in the face with one?
No, it was at work. I was shooting cars.
Is that the filming that they were doing downtown today?
It is.
I saw part of that.
Was Bruce Willis there?
I don't know.
I was sitting
in class, and I could see them doing stuff, because the windows were open, and, like, Pearl Street... is here,
mm-hmm.
and like there's a parking lot, and my class is right there. So I was looking straight down on it.
Did you see the chase scene?
Yeah.
Okay. That's what they're filming today, it says.
It's a very small chase scene. It's very short.
Well, think about the movies. All they do is show like cargo fast. They don't show them going down the streets very much. It's just, they shoot the same scene, just different angles, and just put it in there.
Oh, and just let you know the cars don't go fast.
Well, yeah, they do. They put the dramatic music behind it.
Very dramatic and music.
They move the camera a little bit, and it looks fast.
I could run faster than those cars were going.
Well, yeah. See, that whole time they're driving down the street?
That's a 30-minute car scene.
That's a 30-minute car scene. But yesterday, apparently, they blew up the Madcap Cafe.
Yeah, they blew out the windows. They put fake windows in there.
Yeah. I wish, if I knew that was happening, I may have taken the day off work.
That would have been sweet.
Uh-huh.
I can't remember where Madcap is.
Oh,
okay. No, yeah. 98 Monroe Center. All right, I know where it is.
Madcap? All I know is... Oh, I know Hopcat.
Yeah, I think... I want to go.
Dude, that's free publicity for Madcap. They're already closed on Sundays. Just let a film crew come in.
And blow out your windows.
Well, no, they took out all the windows.
Yeah.
And put in,
And put stuff.
Yeah, well.
Cutaway ones.
Well, not. I think it's like sugar windows or whatever they're called.
Yeah.
Oh, it's made out of sugar? Can I eat them?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's exactly. Like when you show the people that eat glass, like in movies and stuff, that's what they use.
You sure?
Yeah. I saw one guy actually eat it and he started bleeding.
Yeah, I've seen that before. That's a little messed up.
Yeah. It is. Sugar. I want to try that.
Yeehaw.
Yeehaw.
Well, it's not hard to make.
I'm sure it's like you'd probably melt down sugar and then just lay it over like a pan.
It's like making sugar candy, but you just make it clear.
How to make sugar window panes?
For a gingerbread house. Or.
Or to break. Or to eat, yeah.
Just straight up eat.
Yeah, see, the problem is those aren't clear.
But you make
well, they probably add coloring to it.
Yeah. See, right here. Nope, that's just it clumping up.
And is amber color.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I can't remember exactly what they do to make it clear sugar. Windows.
I just want to do that, and then I'm going to jump through a window.
That would be fun. Make a whole bunch of them for paintball. They just crash through it.
Put them up through the little hill that we play on, just stacked everywhere. What's going on? Jump through this window.
That's another thing I'm excited to do. Yeah. Play paintball.
Uh-huh.
Because I had a problem with my glasses fogging up, and I wouldn't be able to see. Like, I would have to, like, sit there and clean my glasses, like, underneath my mask, because I couldn't see.
You buy a vest in the windshield wiper glasses.
Yeah.
So now, right. I don't have to clean off my glasses. I can just sit there and go, haha, bitch.
Well, then you have to work on your aim, buddy.
Yeah.
Oh, I've played.
Now you don't have
no, really, the masks fog up really bad, too.
Heck, well, mine, oh, yeah.
I know you had that anti-fog one, but I used it.
It still fogs up, yeah. But...
I think he's just kind of fat and sweat. I give him up a lot of humidity.
My hair's always, like, dripping sweat inside of him.
It's just making it horrible. That's why I'm just going to start running around with freaking... I don't care about my face, just my eyes. So I'm just going with those straight-up racketball goggles.
Like, where would, like, you know, those hunting masks, the face masks, and they cover everything but, like, the mouth and the eyes. Put some glasses over top, and you should be good.
Hey, I'm just going to catcher's mask.
Well, there's still slots where I can get in.
Pop that on them.
You brought me some tranny that looks like a cratcher.
I've gotten hit wearing the paintball masks on my skin. I've also tasted it.
I've tasted
no
the paint
flavor
before.
Really, but it's weird.
See, I would make some good paintballs.
Ramona and the Beezes?
Yeah, that's coming or something. No, Brandy and I watched this movie online the other day. We didn't watch all
it's
of it.
It's gonna be a Brandy movie.
Taint Light.
Zombie strippers. It's a horrible movie.
Did you? Like, Jeff was texting me. Like, Jeff texted me. Okay. He was like, okay. It was either you for the zombies or Jose because of the strippers. Who watched Zombie Strippers on Netflix? I was like, wasn't me. Obviously, it was because of the strippers. Straight up.
Just.
Bad.
Jenna Jameson was in it, though, right?
She has some good tits. We watched a half hour of it.
All right, let's watch it.
I wouldn't have watched it. Well, yeah, you gave it a 1-star, but what's the normal rating?
I don't know. I gave it a 1-star. I can't tell.
I'm assuming probably 1 to 3.
Yeah. Group sex.
What are you guys watching? I know. You got group sex, zombie strippers, Hannah Montana, then striptease.
Yeah. Anyway, zombie strippers, we were talking about the paintball and stuff. Was that a cop car?
Oh, snap.
Oh, snap.
Is it a parade outside my window?
Oh, it's an ambulance. Somebody died. Must have been some gunshots we didn't hear. I'll
probably. We didn't hear the gunshots, but we heard the...
Here come... That is the sound of the police. Woo, woo. That is the sound of the police. Woo, woo.
That's the sound of the police. That's the sound of the beast.
I like that song. Cop out, what up?
And we're watching it, and... Like, in the beginning, there's supposed to be these guys that are, like the ultimate, like, combat heroes or whatever.
Yeah.
They wear paintball masks.
Yeah.
And one of them is my mask.
Is it really?
Yeah. I'm like, I got that thing.
Oh, I thought it was actually your mask. You went to the set of zombie strippers and was like, yo, check it. Adam, what are you...
No, but group sex, the first 15 minutes... Yeah. Boring as shit.
Because there's no group sets.
But after the first 15 minutes...
Make sure to support his hind legs if you pick him up.
It's a great movie.
I was scared of being able to stick people on me.
Yeah, he'd probably be more likely for him to scratch you really bad.
What is this thing?
What? His toys? Yeah, Adam's playing with the bunny.
Yeah, Adam, you should be over here doing the podcast.
I am. With the bunny.
You should be over here doing the podcast.
Alright, you go back in your cage. It didn't really leave, but I'll grab your water, too.
He don't like that. He don't like that.
No, he doesn't like when you put the cage back on. He's like, what up? Come on,
dog. I thought you were going to take me out. What up, dog?
He knows his playtime isn't until nighttime.
Oh, you don't let him out at all before?
Sometimes. Well, if I work, then I only let him out at night. It goes down a couple more notches. Yeah, right there is good.
Yeah, he totally looks like those bunnies I was killing on that game
today. What game?
It was on a
Little Bunny Foo Foo.
No, it was like the Easter Bunny Massacre or something. Ooh. Basically, you're sitting on top of Billy just killing rabbits.
Kind of messed up.
Hey, they were trying to destroy my building.
Oh, this game's landing on the cage now.
He wants out.
Yeah.
Yeah, wait not to put the door on there correctly so he can fall right out.
No, the door's on the right. I don't
it's
know
on the
good
cage
itself, though.
Is it?
Yeah.
It doesn't look like it's around the thing, though.
I got it over the thing and then underneath another.
Oh, it doesn't look
speaking
like
speaking of
underneath.
Easter Bunny, check it.
Nice. Where'd you get that from?
What is it pooping out?
Oh, eggs with Jesus in it. Oh, yeah. I got that to send to Kurt last Easter, but
little
my
Jesus
email wasn't
eggs
working at the time. And I didn't have his email address.
We need to upload that.
Alright, I'll do that
and
right
a picture of my eye.
Little Jesus eggs.
And a picture of the bunny.
Will
things we talked about today.
I'm going to take the picture right now.
Of what, my eye or the bunny?
The eye. I have a picture of the bunny. And video of the bunny. It's on my computer. It's in here. Wait.
Wait, I want to see a video of the bunny.
Give me your eyes.
Figure out look to the left because that's where the biggest red part is. Or do you want me to look straight at it?
Okay. Ugh! You turned your eyes. Look at it. You're talking. It looks like you have the chubbiest face ever when you're talking.
Now quiet.
Shh.
We're playing with the damn rabbit.
Ew, yeah, that's gross. It has had it over here playing with the rabbit, though. Nice. So, yeah, we'll upload those.
Yeah.
Little bunny foo foo.
Hopping through the forest. Scooping up the field mouse and bopping him on the head. Pick it up and take it out.
He doesn't like to be picked up and let the cages completely off. Don't let him fall.
Take the cage completely out and pick him up.
Watch,
dickhead.
We gotta pet him on his head first. There you go. Calm him down.
Yeah. So I think that's gonna end up being the podcast because I'm too busy. Oh, the bunny.
Plus, we got like 50 minutes worth. It's pretty good.
Yeah. Most of it, I talk.
About you and about your eyes. That's a double thing.
Yeah. Oh.
I already know a song I'm going to put for this one.
I was attacking.
No, I was in double vision. About 303, straight up.
I was attacking.
Maybe if your eyes were dope.
I am the tiger.
Oh, one last eye story before we end this bitch.
Wait, who's... Did someone really get a tattoo on the eye?
No! Dickhead.
It might be better if you sit down before you pick him up, because he doesn't like the long travel to you.
He'll start freaking out. As I was saying about Golden Corral, because I never went anywhere with that story.
Yeah.
At Golden Corral, it was dark enough in there that I took off my sunglasses, and there was this chick that was staring at me as I was walking past her.
Mm-hmm.
And she had to be about 10, maybe 12, at the oldest 12, just looking at me. And then I looked down at her, and like, she was to the left, and that's when you can really see the blood in my eye.
Yeah.
She went, like, the gasp really loudly. Like, oh my god! And then she went, face turned red, the whole face just like, her whole body shifted toward her mom. It's like, yeah, I scared that little kid.
She went, Antichrist!
It's a demon!
Let's do this outside, shut down the whole block. Watch the girl strut by like it's a catwalk. We're living easy, we got the whole day. And we can go hard no matter what the cops say.
Nah. I'm thinking maybe I can't have relationships. Cause lately they're not making any sense. And baby, you're the one thing on my mind that could change anytime.
I've been calling it my demon eyes.
They do look pretty demonish.
They're pretty demonish.
Oh no, Adam! You took away all of his lining to get him away from the cords.
Yeah, make sure that bunny doesn't chew on the cords. And that's how this is gonna end with make sure that bunny doesn't chew on the cords.
Cause there's so many fine women that my head is spinning and I've lost all. Everybody's singing like, hey, na na na, hey, hey, na 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 na, hey, na na na, hey, hey, na na na. Cause there's so many fine women that my head is spinning and I'm seeing double vision. Everybody's singing like, hey, na na na, hey, hey, na 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 na, hey, na na na, hey, hey. Vitals on your EKG, dead on the dance floor. We only clap because we need more 303. Blowing out your speakers, blowing out your speakers. Cause there's so many fine women.